Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So we have transitioned in the middle of this parak from talking about the Dalet Minim to talking about Halel, and the obvious bridge between them is that we do the Nanuim of the Dalet Minim during the Halel. So now Mishnah Yirav tells us, Makom Shenagu Lichbol Yichbol. When saying Halel, there are certain psukim that people repeat, and where the minhag is to repeat those psukim in Halel, you should follow that minhag, and you should repeat those psukim in Halel. Lifshot, yifshot, in a place where the minig is to say those psukim only once, then follow that minig and say it only once. Levarich acharav, yivarich acharav. If you're in a place where the minig is to have a bracha following Halel, like we do in the bracha of Yehalelucha, you know, the paragraph that starts with Yehalelucha, so then you should do that. You should say the bracha after Halel. Hakol keminag hamedina. Everything follows the minhag. The Mishnah now goes back to the dinim of Dalin Minim. Halokeach lulav mecha. If a person buys a lulav from his friend who is an amaretz, who's a person that can't be trusted to keep the halachos of Shemitah, so nosi lo esrog b'matana. The person should give the buyer has to insist that the seller give him the esrog as a matana, because if the amaretz doesn't want to give the esrog to him as a matana, then you could pay extra for the other minim, but it has to be given as a matana, because you're not allowed to buy an esrog during Shemitah, meaning an esrog that grew during Shemitah has Kedusha Shvius, and whenever you pay money to buy something that has Kedusha Shvius, the money itself is going to have Kedusha and has to be treated with that Kedusha. So the Chum said that you're not allowed to pay for an esrog shel Shemitah, pay and give that money to an Amaretz, because the Amaretz is not going to know how to treat that money properly. In general, when something grows during Shemitah, it has Kedusha, and the halacha is you're not allowed to do schora with it either. You're allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to do schora, you're not allowed to waste it, you're not allowed to destroy it in any way, and it is subject to the din of biur, that you have to give up ownership of it when it's no longer available in the fields, and if you sell Shemitah produce, it retains its Kedusha, and the money also becomes Kadosh. So when you give it to an Amaretz, he's not going to know the halachas of how to treat such money. Mishnah Yud Beis. So two gezeros that were made by Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, or takanos made by Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Barishona Yulul Nital B'Mikdash Shiva. It used to be that Lulav was only taken in the Mikdash for 7 days, because that's the Din D'Oraisa. Uba Medina Yom Echad, but Lukachtem Lechem B'Yom Arishon is outside of the Mikdash, where it's only one day Midoraisa. Misha Charav Beis HaMikdash, as soon as the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai Sheyeh Lulav Nital B'Medina Shiva Zeichel L'Mikdash. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai made a takana that Lulav had to be taken even in the Medina on all 7 days as a way of remembering, as a way of commemorating the Beis HaMikdash. So nowadays we take lulav all 7 days just as a zecher l'mikdash. And the second takanas of Yochanan ben Zakkai is v'shiyeh yom hanef kulo aser, that the day of the waving, meaning the entire second day of Pesach, when the Korban Omer was waved in the Beis HaMikdash, it's entirely, that entire day is aser to have the tvuah chadasha, meaning on a daraisa level, the halacha is that when there is a Korban Omer, Hikriv HaOmer, when they bring the Korban Omer, that's what's matir, the new grain of that year. And prior to that, you're not allowed to eat any chadash. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, so Mishaher HaYom, as soon as the day starts, the chadash is mutter. However, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai was concerned, what's going to happen if we follow that in Daraisa when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and as soon as the day starts, everyone's going to start eating chadash, and then next year, we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash, and everyone's going to say, oh, we remember last year that we were able to eat the Chadash in the morning, and they're not going to realize that they have to wait until the Beis HaMikdash is built, so then until the Korban Omer is brought, rather. So he made a takana that Yom Hanef Kulo Aser, that you have to assume that the entire second day of Pesach is Aser in Korban Omer, so is Aser in Chadash, rather, because there is no Korban Omer. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yeralef, we said whatever psukim the minhag is to repeat, you should repeat in Halel. If you're in a place where the minhag is not to repeat the psukim, you don't repeat the psukim. If you're in a place where the minhag is to say a bracha at the end of Halel, you should do that. Always follow the minhag HaMedina. And then we said that if you buy a lulav during the Shemitah year, you have to insist that the esrog is given as a gift, because you cannot pay money for an esrog during Shemitah year to an Amah Aretz who's not going to know how to treat that money. Mishnah Yud Beis taught us that originally lulav lulav was taken for 7 days only b'migdash, and medina was taken for yom echad after the churban habayis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that lulav is taken for all 7 days even b'medina as a zeichel l'migdash. And an additional takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai after the churban was that the entire second day of Pesach it's aser to eat the tevuah chadasha. You have to wait until after the second day of Pesach is over. But next time we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel.